Colin, Antarctica. Welcome to the Antarctic Midwinter Broadcast, a special programme of greetings for members of the British Antarctic Survey overwintering in the frozen south. I'm Caris Matthews, and over the next half hour, we're going to have some music and messages for all 38 of you who are stranded there in the snow, keeping three British research stations running until sunshine and supplies return. And we've got some very special surprise guest celebrities lined up. Can you guess who this one is?
This is just a message to wish you well and say thanks for all that you're doing, which is increasing the knowledge of the science of our planet.
You'll find out, I'm going to make you wait, you'll find out if you're right in a little while. With me in the studio today are Terry Schuster, she's a marine biologist from the British Antarctic Survey, or BAS, who spent four winters on the ice, and her husband, mechanic and ice trucker Johnny Yates. Welcome both. Give us an idea then, though, for those that don't know what happens on June the 21st, in terms of what you do, meals, presents and clothing, or not.
Oh yeah, it's an absolutely fantastic day. It's how we celebrate Christmas. There's lots of lovely food, a few drinks, listening to the Midwinter broadcast. And everybody's normally dressed, so Midwinter Day, always wearing suits and ties, and the guys and girls are in their posh dresses. And for a few crazy people, yes, I'm sure you know who you are, there will probably be some naked streaking in the snow, or possibly a dip in the sea.
A dip in the sea is freezing, Johnny.
No, certainly not. I'm not start raving mad.
I bet the penguins just sit there going, like, oh, look at those humans.
Well, I always used to think that elephant seals had the right idea in winter because they put on a lot of weight and they managed to stay warm through the winter. And so I always managed to give that excuse when I was eating lots of chocolate. And
but you also watch some films. I know you guys like watching The Thing. Right, there's another regular in recent years, and you have co-stars in it. Tell me about that.
Yes, South of Sanity. It began as a bit of fun in our winter in 2009. I think I only had 2 minutes of